Cape Talk. Inspiration Wednesdays.
Well, it's quite fortuitous that today's interview has been moved and changed and cancelled and rescheduled about three or four times, with the end result that it's happening in Women's Month, because it's all about women. And it's fantastic to be able to welcome two women to the studio as our first Inspiration Wednesday of Women's Month. One of them is actually a return visitor. Deborah Kirsten has been here before. You may remember her story. She's a qualified teacher, a motivational speaker, and a best-selling writer. And she was with me back in 2015 talking to us about her memoir, Chai Tea and Ginger Beer, which traced her own personal story and her experiences in the world of international cricket alongside her husband Gary Kirsten. And Deborah, you were just telling me the book's gone into its third print already. Congratulations.
Thanks, Pippa, and thank you for having us.
Lovely to have you back again. Also with us is Jackie Moll, who is a qualified physiotherapist, an international coach and speaker and lecturer, and she also happens to be married to Dr. Michael Moll, who was my guest and a regular contributor in our health and wellness segment. Jackie, lovely to have you with us too.
Thanks, Pippa. I'm bursting with excitement being here. It reminds me of the days when I worked behind the scenes on Top Billing, and I loved walking here into your studios, and I'm normally on the other side of the mic listening very avidly. I'm a big fan of yours on the radio.
Thank you.
So it's quite nice to be on the other side for a change.
Well, lovely to have you here. And before anybody starts typing an angry SMS saying, why did you introduce your guests in terms of who their husbands are? I wouldn't normally do that, and you know that, but I did it very deliberately in this case because it is directly relevant to the story that Jackie and Debbie are going to share with us today, because you've both experienced life in the spotlight, but some of that has often been in the shadow of quite famous husbands and the huge successes that they've achieved in their careers. And what I love about this story is the story of how Jackie and Debbie decided to really turn the tables a little bit and look at reinserting women into the story and helping women to emerge from the shadows and really make themselves the heroes of their own story again. It all began at the Cape Epic in March last year, I believe. Debbie, tell us the background.
Yeah, ironically it did. Anyone who's ever been a Cape Epic wife or widow, should I say, will know the agony and the ecstasy of the Cape Epic. But our husbands teamed up about 2 years ago. They were riding for Liqui Fruit as celebrity riders, so they're not professional mountain bikers, but were all clad in their colorful Liqui Fruit gear and had a great week riding together. And I think that your stronger story was really born out of this week. Jax and I decided that we were going to try and put our best foot forward after being slightly grumpy epic widows after all the training, to really support them during the week. And I remember one afternoon when we got in the car and it was sort of midweek. We'd seen them off at the beginning and we were planning to see them at the grand finale, but we thought we're going to surprise them in the middle of the week and go and support them through over the finish line. And it was an amazing afternoon because they announced and celebrity Gary Kirsten and Michael Moll coming across the finish line, as we're quite used to that. There was no grand announcement when we arrived there, but we sat that afternoon after they came in and listened to our husbands relate this all the adventures of the day, as it were, of, you know, this switch back and down that mountain. And there they sat talking to each other. And I think it kind of epitomized in some way the way that we have felt and did feel of really being on the sideline of very exciting and big stories. And I think many women and many people feel this, and it probably has always been exacerbated for Jax and I because we had celebrity husbands. But it's a very familiar feeling. And I think it was that afternoon sitting under this big old oak tree. Thankfully, we were at Bosch and Dahl and they have wonderful wine. And we sat over a glass of wine, because by now our husbands had disappeared and left us sitting there. They'd gone off for massages and all the things the riders have to do. And we really put our heads together and said, this is something that so many women feel. We witness great stories. We're inspired by other people's great stories, but often we're on the sidelines and longing to be the heroine of our own story. And that's where Living Living Your Stronger Story was born out of that, of really a need to say, let's create a climate, let's create a course, workshops, where we can really provide the opportunity to empower women to know how that they can become the heroine of their own stories and really live the stronger story they possibly can.
I made the comment at the start of the show today, and I'm sure many women listening will relate, that we tend as women to put ourselves last on the list of priorities. We juggle lots of balls, whether you're a stay-at-home mom or a working mom. You're juggling responsibilities of the household, if you're looking after kids, your own work responsibilities. And when something has to go, 9 times out of 10, it's our time that goes. It's, well, I'll do without my exercise or whatever it was I had planned for myself, my half hour to read a book, because there is no space for it. And I almost think in the process of prioritizing everybody else's needs, we do start to internalize that sense of maybe we're less valuable, that we belong at the bottom of the list. And it's sort of a process that feeds on itself to an extent.
So, Pippa, I would love to jump in here, because I think that for me, living in the shadow, my husband's shadow, was very demoralizing. Mm. So the whole idea of some women have just got great self-assurance, and there's a lot of women who struggle with self-esteem, struggle with, like you explained, feeling like they have some value to add and a sense of purpose. And when Debs and I really embarked on this, our great desire is for women to actually understand, like Debs said, that they have got their own story to live. And part of that requires a bit of liberty and grace in saying, if you want to give and build into other people's lives, you need to replenish your own cup. Mm. Because I think, Debs, you're right to say, I think our plates are too full and our cups are too empty. Mm. And what happens as a result is we're giving out of a space of very, very little. So, yeah, very, very important for us to have that time. And I think you're very clever, Pippa. I think you take time out to do things like replenish, like go for runs, morning runs. It's so important. We've got to find those times and not feel guilty about it. I think that's the main thing, is just being released and having the liberty to do that.
It's about saying back to women that you are valuable enough and you deserve to have as much time and space to examine your own needs and find your own place in the story as anybody else and any other member of the family. How are you helping women to do that? Talk us through what happens at one of your workshops.
Well, I think, Pippa, that often that exhaustion, that directionlessness that we feel and pulled in so many directions, I think that often what we actually realize is that it's not so much about not having the energy, it's about not being inspired. And we really believe in Stronger Story that our purpose is our energy. It's our source of energy. So it's really about trying to pinpoint that sweet spot, which is different for every single woman. And we have developed through the course and through various exercises and activities and discussions that we take the woman through, really helping them figure out what that is. And then from that, really discovering what it means to live our strongest story, to live in a space of being inspired to get up every day, finishing a day feeling like, wow, you know, that was great. I actually added value to the lives of others from a place of being full myself.
I know you speak in the literature I've read and the background to your course, you speak a lot about the concept of intention, about living more intentionally rather than simply living with good intentions. Jackie, do you maybe want to explain for us a little bit how you differentiate those two?
Well, I think, you know, it's quite an interesting concept. And I firstly just want to commend you guys for your Go Beyond breakfast that you're doing. And I've tickled pink, because every time I listen to this on the radio, you talk about the spectacular speakers and then you very, very humbly add on the end, and I'll also be there. Meanwhile, you are one of those spectacular speakers, Pippa. But the thing about what I've gathered and listening to you interviewing women leading up to the Go Beyond, I was listening to Obanewa's interview with yesterday. Women have found areas that are there. I want to say like a strength that they have. Obanewa mentioned it was about taking risks. I listened to Kino Kami speaking to Nicola Tyler, and she was saying it's about understanding what is valuable to you. And there are these different elements. And Debs and I don't believe there's one size fits all approach to women finding out what their real purpose is. We really want women to take the time out to discover more about themselves, understand what they're passionate about, what makes them cry, what makes them sing, what is it that breaks speaks their heart? What is it that they're really interested in? And when, and so part of our idea here in being intentional is that it's not just that they'll be inspired, because sometimes what happens is you will listen to somebody else's story and be very inspired, and the moment you go home, you feel quite flat. So our idea is to almost take these women's hands and walk them through a process of how do you practically make this applicable in your life? How can I actually look at my life as a story and start editing the story so that I'm creating a storyboard for my life as opposed to just allowing circumstances around me to dictate what my story is going to be. And it's very, very exciting because it's a bit of a process. And I think that's the whole idea about intentionality, is taking the time out to actually plan how you want your story to look.
Because then you're essentially setting down a roadmap for how to take that passion, take that intention, turn it into action, which changes the way you're living your life. Mm. I'm interested to know about the kinds of women who come to your workshops. Is there a one, you've said it's not a one-size-fits-all, who comes and how has it impacted them?
I think it's been very interesting, Pippa, because obviously it's open to all women. I mean, that's that we've had requests for men, but sorry, men, we're asking you out of this one. But it is really tailor-made for women and the demands on women and the different, out of the different conversations that we've had with working women, with stay-at-home moms. But interestingly enough, we have found a lot of women coming who are sort of our age, in their 40s, and the kids are starting to become more independent. Some of them are leaving the nest, or they're in school and at school most of the day, and these women are suddenly, I don't want to say having a midlife crisis, but having an internal crisis of their own identity. Some sit in tears. They're saying, I've forgotten who I am. I got so caught up in mothering and being a wife, or in my job. And I can't remember what it is that really makes me tick. What it is that is going to be my energy source, be my sweet spot. So it's been women. A lot of our clientele has been women who are coming back to the drawing board, as Jack said, and needing to recreate a storyboard for themselves and say, actually, you know what, I remember, this is who I am. These are my strengths. This is what I am just naturally gifted at. And then sort of replanning their life moving forward. Because let's face it, we do often need to reinvent ourselves once that mothering period is over. So that's been the bulk of our of the women who joined us.
And I think Deb's Pippa is a great example. You're like the poster child of living your strongest story.
My word.
I think you've been through this entire process in your life where you intentionally took the time out to be a mom and help raise your children. And then you got to a space where you felt like, well, now I can reignite your passion for journalism, for radio, and now you're having this massively beautiful influence over so many people's lives. So you are busy living your strongest story. And what we want to do is help so many other women get to the same place that you've gotten to.
It's wonderful because you need help. And I mean, thank you for those very kind words. I have to say, it often takes somebody else to kickstart that process. In my case, it was not me standing up going, I'm going to become a radio host. It was another woman reaching out to me saying, have you thought about this? This is something you could be good at. I think you're ready to go in this direction now, and holding out that hand. And I spoke to Abenawa yesterday about this concept of reaching the hand behind to help someone coming with you or coming behind you. That's what happened for me, but it really did take somebody else's set of eyes looking in, tapping me on the shoulder, going, actually, there's more to you than this. And now's the time to step
exactly
up and
what you were saying now about what Obenebo said yesterday about reaching out. So you mentored or inspired by somebody, but then you, as your cup gets full, so you overflow into actually mentoring somebody else and becoming an inspiration to other people. And Debs and I both feel that the real crux of our course is not about just affirming yourself and feeling good about yourself as a woman. It's so much deeper than that. It's about moving beyond yourself into how can I really impact the world? How can I serve the community? How can I really feel? Because that's at the end of the day where our value comes from. You don't really want someone to pat you on the back and say, oh, you're a lovely person. You want to know that you've had an influence on this world. And that's been the most exciting thing for Debs and I, Pippa, is that we've actually seen transformation in these women's lives. So it's been very, very rewarding, and we're so grateful to be in this place. It's a really happy place for us to be.
I'd love to hear some of the examples, but we're running out of time. You speak about transformation in people's lives. Is there maybe one story that stands out for you that you can say someone made this change?
Perhaps just on that light. Mm-hmm. You know, now obviously we're in August, it's Women's Month, but the other thing that's exciting about August is the fact that the Namaqualand flowers are about to start blooming. So why I'm telling you this is because sometimes that's what women's lives are like. If you drive 5 hours north of Cape Town and you get to the Namaqualand flower route, you'll notice it's dry, it's arid, it's a little bit like a semi-desert region. And I think a lot of women start out in this space feeling like their life is dry, very much empty. And we have this great belief that every single person has got so many seedlings of possibility in them. And if you imagine just creating the right climate for those seedlings to start growing up. So now in August, when the rains have come and moving into spring, if you have to go up to Namaqualand next month, it's the most beautiful, magical carpet full of 4,000 different species of plant seedlings. And that's what we've seen in women's lives. So they actually grow into themselves. And we've identified that by the element of strengths. So that's the second component. So it's all about story, but it's about your stronger story. And this is very specific. So we help women identify what are your natural giftings. Because, you know, like I said earlier, Pippa, it's no good if someone says, oh, you're lovely or you're beautiful, because unless you feel that way, you'll just discard that compliment. Mm. You want people to know what is it that you really are good at. And so discovering your strengths for us is a vital component to understanding what your sweet spot is.
I hope Cape Talk listeners are going to come and find their sweet spot. I can see we heard people phoning, and I've had a few people emailing to say, okay, what, when, where, how do I find out more? Where do I go for more information, and when's the next course? Googling strongest story is going to get you to Facebook, to Instagram, to Twitter feeds, etc. Is that the best?
Strongest story, one word. Just Google that and it'll feed you onto all our information and when we have upcoming courses. And also we do run our own courses and workshops, but we also often just get invited into whatever companies or women's groups. And we're always open for that too.
It's been such a lovely, great pleasure to have you back again, Debbie. It's lovely to see you after a couple of years' absence, and Jackie, to have you with us as a guest finally on this side of the mic. It's taken a long time, but I'm so glad we got it right. Thank you for sharing the stronger story with us, and I hope that Cape Talk listeners will be reaching out to you to find their own stronger stories this Women's Month. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Pippa. Thanks for having us.
Deborah Kirsten and Jackie Moll, please Google strongest story for more information.